This is a Thanksgiving edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
All sorts of things are good for the holidays, including
cocktails.
Yes, yeah.
Cocktails. Pink House Alchemy. I had never heard of them until the Roots Festival. They're sort of a simple syrup and cocktail making local business.
Yeah.
Evidently, though, they've been in business for 4 years. Making simple syrups. Emily Lawson and her business partner, Greta Lawson, same last name, no relation, worked at Arcega's and started to make simple syrups out of necessity. They wanted to do different flavors of drinks that weren't offered by, you know, their distributors. So anyways, they can also be used, obviously, at Arcega's for non-alcoholic beverages. But as a chef, Emily got really excited about the craft cocktail experience and pairing drinks with meals.
So you visited.
I did.
It's just about drinking different. It's a thoughtful experience. It takes, you know, a few more minutes to make a craft cocktail than it does to just pour a beverage in a glass. And each piece is perfected for the drink. So down to the ice and what kind of ice you use. And then also with pairing with food, you know, you try to bring out floral notes to pair with things and just a thoughtful way to drink.
The name, PH Alchemy. It's kind of old school to me a little bit. You know, alchemy, chemist. What does it mean to you?
That's exactly what it is. So we developed the business in the Pink House, which is 113 years old. And it was kind of genius, really. And Greta is who came up with it. But Pink House Alchemy, you know, Pink House, PH. And then Alchemics is a really popular way to describe this whole movement. And, you know, you really are doing some chemistry in some of the drinks that you're doing. And you really are, you know, thinking about. And when we bottle, we have to make sure that all of our pH levels are right so they're shelf stable. Because we don't use additives of any kind. And so it was just kind of a play on words.
So to make a syrup, I mean, I know it's more than sugar, water, and some flavoring, but can you just kind of tell me a little bit about what goes into making a syrup?
Yeah. You start with the botanical that you want. It's an idea, of course. So you think about what you want the forward flavor to be. And so it is about balancing, you know, acidity and trying to get, you know, muter notes. And you're constantly trying to evolve it all the time so that you get that, like, pure flavor experience. So it's about using the freshest ingredients, trying to procure your herbs at the peak time. I mean, there's a lot to it so that you can really taste what's going into it, you know, as opposed to some of the other things that get cooked forever and ever or get, you know, added ingredients to enhance flavor. We just try to use what the actual flavors are and then add things to enhance their flavor.
Well, so you use some of your syrups, and I know I had a mocktail at Greenhouse Grill the other night. I was with a friend that was pregnant, so in support we had mocktails. But you also do cocktails, and it's the holiday season, so make us a couple of cocktails.
Okay, absolutely. One of the things we're going to make is called a Midnight Smash. Smashes were definitely a turn of the century drink, and this just is our take on that. So it uses a few of our products. It uses our blackberry sage syrup and our grapefruit bitters, and it's yummy. So let's make it. Okay, so you take your shaker, and for this drink, you drop 3 blackberries in to the bottom. So 3 blackberries, 3 sage leaves picked without their stem, kind of avoiding woodiness. There's some school of thought in craft cocktail that before you muddle any herbs that you're supposed to awaken the oils. So you're supposed to touch them, rub them, or smack them on your hand. Some people do. And then it is 0.5 ounces of blackberry syrup. And it's really important when you're making craft cocktails or any cocktail, just kind of thinking about it like baking. You want to use exact proportions. Makes a big difference. Okay, so then you muddle this. And muddling, again, there's a whole new thought on it. You just want to compress it and then kind of spin it around a little bit. You're not trying to strong arm it into a submission or anything. And to that, we have an orange bitter that's really lovely, and you can get grapefruit bitters. For this Midnight Smash, we like to add orange, and you can get this from us or anywhere. 3 dashes. Okay. And I have a hand juicer that works really well for this to juice fresh limes. And it's important that anytime you're making a cocktail that you use the fresh fruit and as often as you can, you know, individual, and try not to have it bottled in your fridge. But if you have a party, I mean, it makes sense to do it ahead of time. So 1/2 of a lime. Okay. And then it's 1.5 ounces of gin, and I choose a Plymouth gin. Plymouth gin has, you can really, really get the juniper on the nose of it. It's a kind of coming back into popularity. This is a turn of the century popular gin. Okay, and you want to prepare your glass. So you use, I'm using a coupe glass. You could use anything you wanted, really. It's not that important. A rocks glass would be fine. And we're going to rinse the glass with Lillet. And Lillet is a French aperitif wine. Just has kind of a sweet floral flavor. So you rinse the glass like you would for a martini, like something you would do with vermouth. And always do that before you shake your drink. Okay. And then we're going to add ice. And for this, I mean, you know, whatever ice you have in your freezer, it's fine. Don't have to go making special ice cubes for it or anything. Okay. And choose your shaking glass of whatever. Okay. And then you strain into a coupe glass or a glass of your choice. Making sure to pour out the Lillet before you pour that in there. And then you garnish with a blackberry and a fresh sage leaf. It's a great drink for holidays. It would be considered a dinner cocktail, so something you could have with dinner, maybe, you know, or post appetizer, something like that. It has a lot more to it than just alcohol, so it wouldn't be considered an aperitif, but something to have with dinner. Voila, Midnight Smash. Let's try it.
Let's do.
I like it.
Okay, so that's the Midnight Smash. Next, we're going to do a sleigh ride. A sleigh ride is a variation of a sidecar, which is a super popular brandy drink. Again, looking at the same era, you know, post-prohibition era. But this is, you know, Pink House's variation of that. This is an aperitif, and what makes it an aperitif is that it is mostly alcohol. So it's cognac and Cointreau and just a tiny bit of our winter spice, a simple syrup. It's got a few dashes of bitters, and that's it. And it's very yummy.
One maybe to be sipped instead of...
Indeed. Yes. It's the ideas of aperitifs are to open up the palate and get you thinking about what you're going to eat and maybe to get you loosened up for table conversation. Yeah, that's the point. Okay, so whatever cognac you prefer, you know, sweeter or drier, it doesn't really matter. We are going to add simple syrup to it, so, you know, it would be more important if you weren't going to add anything to choose based on your own taste. So, 2 ounces of cognac. One ounce of Cointreau. Cointreau is like an orange liqueur. We're going to do 1/2 ounce of winterberry simple syrup. Winterberry has currants and orange peel, and it's got a really lovely kind of light, it's got orange, zest of orange in it too, so it's got a little bit of bitterness to it. Okay, 3 dashes of orange bitters. Ice. Shake it up. You can strain it in anything you want. An aperitif is supposed to be just a tiny bit, so I put some glasses out so you can see what I mean by tiny bit. I mean, that's about a 4-ounce glass, and you wouldn't fill that all the way up, maybe even sometimes. So if you have cute little glasses sitting around and want something to serve it, this is totally
for
that.
It's a reason to use them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the garnish for this is about a 2-inch cut of orange zest that we're going to ignite the oils of. The trick to this, the most important part of lighting any zest on fire is you're just trying to get the oils out of the skin. And if you touch your flame to the orange peel, it will taste like sulfur. So you want to really just kind of get the outside, the atmosphere really warm. So hold it right over your drink. When you feel like it's starting to get warm, you ignite it. Go around the rim of your glass and drop it peel side up into your drink. It'll turn around. And that's it.
Try it. So the sleigh ride.
The sleigh ride, indeed.
I like it.
You like it?
I do. I do. I do.
You know, alcohol is a social lubricant for all of those purposes, but it's also, it really is to get you to think about what you're going to have next. And, you know, we kind of encourage that you sip throughout your meal, you know, and not have these concentrated moments of, you know, end of the night, 4 and 5 drinks. Just have 1 or 2 through your meal, and it makes both experiences better, for sure.
Well, and it's perfect for holiday parties and family time, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. It's a great thing, especially these aperitifs too. And, you know, if you're trying to get a group of people together that maybe don't know one another or just trying to do something fun and different, these are really easy to recreate too. And you can set someone to work making drinks and keeping people company while you're cooking dinner.
Well, thanks so much for mixing up some holiday drinks for us. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Thanks.